Aloha.
That's how we do it. So much better.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, my
friend. Yeah, shout out Pearl Harbor. Shaggy 2 dope. Welcome, we're back. Been gone a couple weeks. I forget how to do stuff. From the ballerlifestyle.com, it's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Ryan Beckner. Episode number 549. Joined always, as always, by Ed Daly. Ed, how are you?
Doing well. I think we've got a couple stories to discuss for further in the show.
Okay.
You know, I'm a huge fan of athletes being able to kick the shit out of fans.
Yes.
Friend of Trump.
Yes. Okay.
So we'll get into the Vince incident, but also I really hated this weekend because I was like, I kind of have to like Jason Kelce for fucking up that dude's phone.
Yeah.
Cause he's like, the guy. I get he's not as big as when he was playing football, sure. But he's still a big, he's a fucking NFL, 1 year removed from the NFL. He's walking to the Penn State game, I think.
Yep.
Ohio State game.
Yep.
And the guy gets like just a regular sized dude tries to call his brother the F word for dating Taylor Swift.
F slur.
And he's filming him and he spikes his phone and it's like,
right.
I kind of love that.
Like, I love it.
Because it's an athlete, he's just got a famous guy. No. He's got to stay away from you. Like, fuck that.
No.
Fuck shit, get hit. And he's lucky he didn't get punched.
I agree. And it's not like Bobby Knight, who assaulted a student just for calling him Knight. Hey, what's up, Knight?
Like, that's bullshit. You're allowed to call someone by their last name.
Yes, exactly. This guy, he wanted the smoke. And he got the smoke.
He got it.
Yeah. And look. I've had an ass full of the Kelces, but I'm with you. I'm with Jason Kelce in this one.
And I saw that, you know, certain media spin was like, oh, he was using the F word and violent with a fan. It's like, in context.
Yes.
The guy called him and then he's like, who's the F word now?
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Like my sensibilities are not offended at all. I was thinking, I wish I forgot till just now, till I was playing the intro as we do every week. And I heard our dear friend Shaggy 2 Dope, a buddy of mine, the Nooch, he texted me a picture from Halloween and he had a full complement of juggalos show up, juggalettes. He had juggalettes show up to his house. Now he won't hear this podcast for like a year. Because of his proportional eating situation, he has to listen in order and he has to take a pause during fantasy football season because he only listens to fantasy football podcasts because he has six teams. So he's very into his fantasy football season, but sometime around next year, he will hear this podcast and he will get his shout out. Oh my God. So he will get his shout out from the juggalettes that showed up to his house. Okay. We should just get into it. There's so much to get into and we run too long and it's mostly my fault and we're coming in. We're going to be tight. Oh, I will say this. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on YouTube. The link is in the show notes. It is on the website. It's on my Twitter. It's everywhere. Yo, everyone, every week, someone DMs me on Twitter, which I never go on. Someone DMs me, hey, I can't find the YouTube. And it is true. If you search for the Baller Lifestyle podcast on YouTube, you will find the Baller Lifestyle podcast after show with Super Lee, Ben 906, and formerly with our dear friend Dolomite D, no longer appearing on the Baller Lifestyle podcast after show. And
is there a falling out?
Nope. It's not at liberty to say.
Okay.
But he's not. There was a new Dolomite D. is in the witness protection program, apparently. There was an announcement of a sequel to Days of Thunder that's in the development stages. And so I've told Dolomite D he's welcome to come on the show as the guest reviewer of the next Days of Thunder. But oh, so if you search on YouTube, for whatever reason, you only find the Baller Lifestyle Podcast, but I've made the link available. So just go to the link and click on it. And I'm just saying there may be a time where it's the only place you can find us. So if that is, we'll be there though. I'm going to be there on YouTube. Go there, follow us there. And until then, let's talk about people who died.
Just tell us what was that now.
Can't hear this song on YouTube though.
Great.
The only countries were banned because of this song are like Russia and Belarus.
Wait, so you can hear it in any country that's not Russia and Belarus?
Yes, we're copyright stricken only in Russia and Belarus, but I think it makes it harder if you're copyright stricken anywhere. Struck? It makes it harder to find. I don't know. I'm going to leave it in this week. Who cares? It's been a while.
Tell me who died.
Ed. Who died?
This so week. We so many took, people. We took a week off. We just did the Carrie episode.
That's right.
Which we recorded great episode. Like a month and a half ago, and yes. Then we plugged it in. But we got a lot of deaths to go through.
Let's
because
it.
It's been 2 weeks. And also, over that time, congratulations to your Dodgers. That's right.
They won the World Series. You know what's interesting? I did a, and I'm sure you didn't listen as you had no interest, but I did a podcast with the great Reality Steve and great Jason Stewart
I saw it was there, but World I did Series. Not.
Yeah, I know it's not for you. And Jason Stewart is so, you know how he's mad online? Well, he's mad online at the podcast, and he's mad online about Andrew Friedman because he thinks Andrew Friedman like only wants to win cute. He only wants to win cute. And he's so mad, and he thinks the Dodgers need to do everything that he thinks they should do instead of what they're doing. Now, I think the logic escapes him that the Dodgers won more games than any other team this year doing not what Jason Stewart says to do. And then they won every playoff series they were in, and then they won the World Series doing the opposite of what Jason's advice was to do.
I found it interesting that Jason on Twitter, like the day after they won, he said it's been 36 long years.
Yes.
And I was like, I'm positive I saw like Mookie Betts win a World That's right. Series with the Dodgers. Like what?
Yeah.
36 years.
Justin Turner couldn't do the champagne celebration because he tested right. positive for COVID-19.
Right. But I remember that.
Yes.
And like, I guess I didn't.
Jason,
I don't know.
Jason doesn't count that one because the Dodgers had to play fewer games than everybody else, except they had to play the same amount of games as everybody else did that season. It was the same season. Everybody played the same season. The Dodgers just won the most games. So I don't know. He didn't count that one, but he counts this one. Congratulations to the Dodgers. And I was so up in Dodger baseball. I don't know what to do with myself. Like last night was Sunday night. I've been watching the season went on so long. I'm like, I'm just standing there in the kitchen like, football, I guess, at the fucking Colts. Who gives a shit? So yeah. Congrats to the Dodgers. I was very happy to see them win the World Series.
And most importantly, congrats that the Yankees lost.
Yeah, of course. Yes. Okay, who died?
Late last night or early this morning, news broke. Quincy Jones. Music legend, 91 years old. I've seen lots of interview snippets posted. Like that was he was as powerful as it gets, but like that dude talked lots of shit about everybody.
He did
shit on the Beatles. Like, it
yeah.
just, I mean, he was a legend, but like, legend. Wow.
Yeah.
And
yes,
the mother of Rashida Jones, she was a piece.
Right. Peggy Lipton,
yeah. one of his exes.
He was a great producer, musician, mogul, but maybe the greatest of all, just a old school poon hound. Just loved to
legendary
fuck and fucked cocktail. All the time. And he was probably still fucking at 91 years old. R.I.P. Quincy Jones.
I feel we played a role in this one. We were just giving her flowers.
We were.
With Jason.
Yeah.
On the Mr. Mom.
Yeah.
Podcast. Terry Garr, 79 years old, multiple sclerosis for many years.
Very sad. Very sad. Tremendous comic actress, also quite fetching in her day.
Yeah.
And
Frankenstein, she had her fastball going then.
Put together. And one of many we murdered. Now, recently we murdered Shifty Shellshock, but that was more of personally. I didn't actually murder him on the air until I mentioned it. But we have discussed people and they died the next week several times over the years. It's not like it's a common thing that happens here. We're just tuned in to who might be ready to go. Sadly.
RIP David Harris, Cochise from the Warriors, 75 years old, cancer.
Great movie.
Yeah. Might have a sad update on that movie later.
Very depressing.
RIP Crumbs, the world's fattest cat, 38 pounds. Apparently it had gone to a feline weight loss.
Let it live.
But also, cats can't open the fridge and fix themselves a big meal. Like, there's a way to get your cat from being not so fat.
Just don't give
it. Eat it less.
Yeah. You're in charge of how. Now I need to look at this thing. I know we're like really.
It's huge. It's fucking huge.
I need to see this Crumbs. Also, great name. Like Crumbs Krause. I wonder if it was named after Jerry Krause, the former GM of the Chicago Bulls.
Or the maid in Benson.
Yes, Krause. Great. Loved Krause. let's see. God.
It's too fat.
It's disgusting. these people are animal abusers. Whoever is in charge of this cat, you're disgusting.
This is like
people
with her child.
Yes,
like, this is you're causing this problem.
100%. This is the Honey Boo Boo of cats. Absolutely right. Disgusting. These people should be brought up on charges. This cat should not have to. Oh, they're showing it trying to get up on something. It's so fat and disgusting.
It's gross.
Yes.
RP Gerard Mustaf. He was a Maryland great in the late 80s. First round pick of the New York Knicks, 17th in the draft.
This is one of your guys, Ed. He's a turp like so, you. You love the Knicks.
And he didn't play so much on the Knicks because I believe that same summer, his pregnant girlfriend was murdered by his cousin, and there may have been some payments made to that cousin. He may have carouthed it, but we're not sure. He never went to jail for it.
I remember this guy, Gerard Mustaf. I remember
55 years old, dropped dead.
He played for the Suns when I lived in Phoenix. He was a swingman.
I think he was a big.
Oh, he was a big. Yes. RIP Gerard Mustaf, who may have done a contract murder. So good for him.
Maybe.
Yeah.
RIP Phil Lesh, Grateful Dead co-founding bassist, 84 years old. They didn't list a cause, but he had bladder cancer in 2015. He had a liver transplant in 98.
Yeah.
So
it's a pretty long run.
I feel like that's a pretty long run for a Grateful Dead. We know about Jerry Garcia, who died like a million years ago.
Age 53. Take a look at the pictures of Jerry Garcia and when he, you know, any time in his life. And he died. All you got to know is he died at 53. So any picture you see of Jerry Garcia, anyone, just type in his name and look at a picture of him on the internet. And that man is not 53 years old.
Yeah, he's way older than 53, even when he's performing at Haight-Ashbury in 1968.
Yes. RIP Phil Lesh, legend.
RIP Amir Abdulrahim, South Florida basketball coach, 43 years old, complications during a medical procedure, which was not considered life threatening or something.
Is this like Kanye's mom? Was he getting, cause the season's coming up, Ed. Wait, has the season started?
It's tonight. It's opening night.
Oh my God.
Dropped dead like last week.
He's getting elective procedures done. Like, well, maybe it was like a gallbladder or something. Sometimes you die from that.
Yeah, it doesn't mean it was like cosmetic. It's just, you never know when your number's up. So,
RIP Amir Abdulrahim, very sad. He's younger than we are.
RIP Rudy May, former major league pitcher for the Angels, Yankees, and Orioles, 80 years old. He, I saw from a friend of the show, Jeff Perlman, he posted a little video on Instagram or something, and he told a pretty good story about Rudy May, and Rudy May essentially hated the racist piece of shit, Billy Martin.
Oh, yeah.
They used to fight.
I believe it. I believe it.
But yeah, he's. I think Perlman said he had some interactions with him, and he was a good dude.
Oh, very sad.
Don't forget him.
R.I.P. Looks kind of like Arthur Ashe. He's got a very Arthur Ashe look to him. R.I.P. Rudy May.
R.I.P. Fernando Valenzuela. I think he died right on the eve of the World Series. 63 years old, liver cancer.
Yeah.
I got to be honest.
Looked bad.
I know he was like, Fernando Mania was like 1980 or 81, something like that.
Yep.
He pitched on the Orioles at the very end of his career, mid 90s.
Yeah.
Maybe early 90s. And I thought for sure he was 53 years old then.
I mean, he supposedly came up at age 19, Ed. Now, he looked.
We playing by Dominican rules too?
Yeah, I mean, he looked significantly older than 19. And also, he was supposedly playing professional ball in Mexicali at 15. So, I mean, he was 63 when he died. R.I.P., legend for sure, but I think we're playing it fast and loose with the age of Fernando Valenzuela. Okay. El Toro.
R.I.P. Michael Newman, Newmy on Baywatch, 68 years old. He had an 18-year battle with Parkinson's. Very sad.
Yeah, that's very sad. Although that is kind of also a how fucking old is this guy? Because he was like the old guy on
Baywatch. Yeah, he was
Baywatch.
The old guy. Right. He was the senior guy.
Yeah. And really, like, if you look him up, way too many pics of him and a budgie smuggler. Like, I see lifeguards all the time. They just wear the regular trunks. Like, you would really have.
I was a lifeguard.
Yes.
You wore the red trunks. What is it? Bird something? Bird. What was the brand?
Oh,
Birdwell
Britches.
Yes. That's what I wore. The red trunks.
Well, this guy, and he was only a TV lifeguard. He was smuggling grapes on the regs.
He wanted you to see that he was circumcised. Yes.
Likely. Mm-hmm. Very likely.
Now, this last one, we just missed this. This happened in 2011.
Well, we didn't have a show then.
Well, we didn't have a show, so forgive us.
Yes.
But I saw this headline just out of, like, somebody tweeted, remember when this happened? And I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
And the headline was so amazing. Yeah. R.I.P. Percy Foster, Gordon Ramsay's dwarf porn double. He was 35 years old, found dead in a badger den.
Well, that sounds like a bath salt situation. Like, he got on the bath salts and he was out in the yard and he crawled into a badger den.
Scrap with some badgers? Yes. Gordon Ramsay's dwarf porn double. I mean, you are going deep into your porn interest level. If you're like, you know, I could jack off to that guy who yells at everybody in the kitchen, but he's too big. Do we have a smaller version of that?
He looks fucking so much like him, Ed.
He does. He definitely looks like Gordon Ramsay's dwarf porn double. Yeah. For
he
sure.
Looks just like
Percy. That. R.I.P. Percy.
Now, how do I turn off?
Those badgers did you dirty.
How do I turn off the safe search here? Because I want to see what this dude, like, we've discussed.
You want to see what he's working with.
We've discussed many times on the show. The one time I saw the Christmas themed porno as a young man.
Those elves are working with something else.
Yeah, they're put together, you know, like they're not proportionate. Like their dongs are human sized dongs while their bodies are child size. And I imagine if this guy's doing pornos as Gordon Ramsay. Oh no, I've done it again. Oh my God. Hold on. Oh, just hold on a second. Did you hear that, Ed? Hear that ding?
The ding.
Oh, my God. I got to turn that off. Here we go.
So do you think they, like, set up a little kitchen and he's yelling at people and then he just starts fucking?
Yeah. Like he's like, oi!
Your cupcakes are shite!
Oi!
Does somebody suck my dick?
That's not a sauce! This is a sauce, mate! And he jumps up on the counter and he whips his dong out and he's like, now jerk me a sauce!
Yeah. Mate! You call that creme brulee?
I'll be honest. I would like to see one of these guys, this guy's pornos. That's,
you
know,
I would too.
You know, like that's, I'd be into that. So
hey,
somebody send me a link.
Wood surfaced after being dead for many years. Maybe yes, yeah. We're about to get a Percy Foster Renaissance.
We can bring him back. I'm just going to type in Percy Foster porn right here and see. Hold on, Ed. I'm going to proffer a review just right now. I've gone on I didn't even go incognito.
Wait, I got to do this.
I'm going. There's some other. Oh God, Ed. It's not actually him. It's just some other. It's mostly lady ones. Little people. Other. Oh my God. There's the other.
I don't see any kitchens in any DC scenes. Like, I don't see one kitchen scene.
No. This is dark. This is apparently a genre that exists, Ed.
The Gordon Ramsay aspect of it. Like,
yes. It doesn't even appear.
I would love to see a little bit of the sex scenes, but mostly the intro.
Yeah. Same. The acting is, I mean, that's what we tune in for.
Stir in the sauce. I'll stir the sauce. And he puts his cock in this red sauce.
Okay. Shout out to all the people who died. We appreciate you very much. We're sorry that you're gone. Let's talk about some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I might own Troy on DVD.
Wrong button. Ed, what is going on in the world of sports? What happened? It's been so long since we've been here to talk about sports topics.
We talked about those clown Yankee fans who were trying to rip the ball out of Mookie Betts' glove. I think it was in the one game the Yankees won, maybe. I don't know.
I think it was.
Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
And then we find out Rob Gronkowski was college buddies with these guys.
No surprise.
Who?
No surprise. One guy grabbed him by the fucking wrist and they were motioning like
fucked up his shoulder.
Yes. They're like, oh, this is art. Like they're like saying that there's like a border. Territory. Yeah. Like he fucking caught the ball. That doesn't mean you get to fucking touch him.
Right. He should be allowed to punch them.
Yeah.
I keep saying it like they don't learn a lesson. And then, yeah, it's not like people were saying, oh, they should be banned for life. They got banned from the next game.
Yeah.
Those assholes will be back at Yankee Stadium the next year. And they're celebrities, too.
Yes.
Unlike Bartman, who had to fucking move to Florida.
Yes. Yeah.
This guy, in a losing effort by his team, like, Yankee fans love him. They still talk about that little fuck Jeffrey Mayer who stole the ball from Tony Tarasco.
That was fucking bullshit, Ed. You got fucked on that.
They love their fucking nuisance fans.
They do. They do. I heard clips. They were celebrating them on WFAN, Ed. They were fucking so excited that these fucking losers. Also, the worst guy. So there was the one guy that was trying to get into his glove. The other guy grabbed him by the wrist. Their third buddy, no one mentions this, was wearing a sliding mitt.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He was the worst of the three. Ban him for life. All three of those fucking losers. Huge losers.
You're an adult.
Yeah.
No gloves of any kind at a game.
Unbelievable.
Catch it with your bare hand or you don't get the ball.
Yeah, you're not on the fucking team. Like, you're not, you don't get to touch people.
I didn't think I would hate a fan more than Zach Hempel, and I hate these guys more.
Yeah, one time during a regular season game in about 1995 or so, Dodgers backup catcher, this is at Wrigley Field, Dodgers backup catcher came out of the dugout, and some fan reached over, you know, because the wall's low right there, just reached over and grabbed his hat off his head, and Chad Kruder turned around and climbed into the stands and started pounding the guy. And that's what you should do. That's
beautiful.
Yes, that's that you should be allowed to do that. Like, this is you have entered it. And again, this is a solvable problem, but all we got to do is hire my guy Vontaze Burfict. We bring him out. You touch a player, you deal with Vontaze. Vontaze gets to come over and separate you and protect the player. People would think twice if Vontaze was coming at him.
So, just to reiterate, to underline your point, how many guys have proposed in center field of Dodger Stadium since
zero? Burfict? That's right. Zero.
Burfict.
I got lit up
and kicked the shit out of those guys. Guess how many people would be trying to rip balls out of players' club?
Zero. If they knew that if they go, oh, after this, I'm going to be waving my dick at people in Dubai and making speeches for Trump that no one can understand. Like I might think twice about this. I don't want my brain to get scrambled. I don't want to be the GIF that people are sending to everybody of me before and after. Like, it's the end of me. So I'm not doing it. People would think twice. I agree.
Big news.
Yes.
Over the last couple of weeks, the Miami Heat unveiled a Dwayne Wade statue, and it looks awful. And Charles Barkley trashed it and said, you got to take that thing down.
I don't understand it. I don't understand. Like, no statue looks good. Like, what? So it was like the 1200s. There's this dude. Look, he had a lot of young boy helpers, but it was a different time back then. This dude, Michelangelo, one named guy. He just hung out and he would take a piece of granite, Ed, and he would take, they didn't have fucking power tools back then. And he would just go dink, dink, dink on the granite with a hammer and chisel. And at the end, beautiful men with beautiful tiny cocks and their features, they're defined, their musculature, perfect. They look perfect. Now in the modern era, these people look sickly. They make a statue, and the statue looks like something from a horror movie every single time.
It looks like Lawrence Fishburne.
Yes. Danny Glover.
Danny Glover. It does not look like Dwayne Wade.
Yes. Remember the one they did a Cristiano Ronaldo?
Yeah. Remember the I Love Lucy one?
Yes. They're all bad. Like, what? I don't understand.
And the Bronze Fonz.
Yes. Yes.
It's tough.
We can't do them. We just can't do them. We're just like, look, it's like AI. It's like they fucked up hands and AI. The AI can't figure out the hands. Statues, we just, as a human race, we just can't do bronze.
I listened to a long ass book on tape of the biography of Michelangelo.
Oh, you read a book. You're saying you read a book?
Listened.
No. Oh, because I heard you.
I will never do the Stolen Valor.
Oh, okay.
On my long bike rides, I listened to this and. The thing was, he would be, you know, whether it was for the Vatican or the Medicis, he was like a kept man, and that's all he did.
Statues.
These sculptors probably showed up and like worked on it for a couple months, and they're like, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, we got it. We nailed it. It's like, that's not him.
No.
And I hear, because I have a buddy who's a Heat fan, and I've been just sending him different memes and jokes about it.
That's great.
And he's like, they're digging their heels in. Like, these guys are like, no, this is it. This is it. It's like, you have to take that fucking thing down.
Is it the cruise ship guy? Aren't the Heat owned by the cruise ship dude? Like, this wouldn't surprise me. This wouldn't surprise me at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what surprises me? That there's a Heat fan.
Yeah.
That's the first I've heard of this. This is the only one I know of. There's a Heat fan?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. He's the guy.
Wow.
But it's not a good look.
It's bad. It's always bad. They're bad. Like, we got to come up with a better way. What about 3D printing, Ed? They can 3D print things now. They can't 3D print statues? Because whatever they're doing doesn't work. It looks bad every time.
Yeah, I went to one of these places. They were there. There was like some promotional thing, and I did it, and then they made a Christmas ornament out of me, and they said, put your hands in your pockets, and they like took a bunch of pictures, and it looks just like me.
Yeah. Oh, it does.
And it's like, really? If they could create that for like $60 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
They put all that money in and it doesn't look anything like
Yeah. Him. No. See, no. I go similarly, Ed. First of all, that sounds amazing. Similarly, I go to my friend Anna, this girl I went to elementary school with. She's a nutritionist. And she's like, she has this machine that she puts me on and you stand on it. And it like rotates and it's a laser. It's a 3D laser, right? And you stand on it and it rotates around and it measures everything. Body fat, bone density, muscle tone, everything. But it also draws a full outline of your body, which is kind like you kind of got to be ready for it because you're just standing there in your underwear.
Yeah, that would be tough.
Had I known that, I would have stuffed. I would have put a sock in there or something because I'm not presenting well. And it's just a silhouette of me, you know, like similarly, if they were going to bronze me, much like the plaster caster, you know, when she'd also fuck Jimi Hendrix and suck his dick. But she'd let him get worked up a little bit before. Before she took the cast. And I feel like they could do the same. Can't they put a thing? You know how they make like.
Think about braces. Like my kid had Invisalign. Yes. Like they can do everything.
They can They can do it all. But they can't make a guy look like a guy in 2024? It's unbelievable.
It looks like shit.
Yeah.
It looks and like I like. Shit. He seems like a nice enough guy, but I like that it's going to look like shit outside the Heat's arena forever.
It's great. I mean, who's going to go there? Zero people. So who gives a shit? But also, it's kind of funny.
Good news. Aaron Rodgers is touting a cayenne pepper water solution as part of his Fountain of Youth regimen. I don't know if anyone's noticed.
Yeah.
He has rediscovered the Fountain of Youth.
Yes.
He is lighting it up these days.
Look, hold on. Cause I'm going to, you know, sometimes I drink referring back to my nutritionist, my friend Anna, who measures my body, including my less than ample junk. She's got me drinking some apple cider vinegar thing. Is that this too? New York Jet.
I heard that's good for it, but the cayenne pepper water thing. Yeah. I remember this was part of a Robin Quivers fad diet. Yeah. Like 30 years ago, we discovered shit. Which, I remember hearing about
she was doing it. She was also getting coffee enemas.
Yes.
Yes. And I don't think there's any science behind the coffee enema, Ed.
No, but I assume Aaron Rodgers would be touting that.
Oh, yeah, he's doing
when
that too.
He throws another interception and loses it to the fucking Patriots.
New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he believes he has discovered a little fountain of youth and it's nothing to sneeze at. Rodgers said he is drinking cayenne pepper and water suggested to him by teammate Thomas Morstead. How?
That's the punter. The punter's telling the quarterback how to get in better shape. What?
Also, why is this a story? Like, how low are they on things to write about?
Look, the New York football scene is going through it right
pretty
now.
Bad. Pretty bad. Oh, it's a short week. Rodgers said he was not sure if it was all due to his new elixir, but he has made it part of his rehab.
They won the Thursday night game over the Houston because Houston looked like shit.
Yes.
But like
we were on that.
That's more of Thursday night.
Totally. I'm taking care of myself nonstop. Oh, he's jerking off a lot. I'm taking care of myself nonstop, said Rodgers, adding that he receives treatment at the facility and later. Look, this guy's such a fucking loser. Remember when he was growing his hair out? For his Halloween costume.
For the big reveal.
Yeah. And he was John Wick and you like couldn't even tell he was John Wick. Like it was.
Speaking of John Wick, did you see Mark Zuckerberg dressed as John Wick and he got a wig that made him look like that girl?
Yeah.
Like the hair curled out and you're like, John Wick? You have all the money in the world, and that was your big costume?
Zuckerberg's done a rebrand as a he's a sneakerhead now. Like, he's got the big t-shirts and the gold chains and shit, and he's grew out the hair, and they're trying to young him up, and they're bragging about that he got some Mercedes limo made. Or no, it's a Porsche Macan minivan that he got made for his wife for their kids, and like they're trying to rebrand him as a cool dude. Ed, so I don't know. It sounds like you haven't bought in.
The last time I heard of him, it sounded crazy. I listened to that Rogan interview like a year and a half ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he was saying crazy stuff like, no, the government wants me spying on people. Yeah. And you're like, what?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, let's fuck. Last time I saw him, he was taking pictures with that barbecue sauce that he likes. That's just like groceries.
He put them on the shelf in the background.
Yeah, Sweet Baby Ray's. And he's like, hey guys, I got the Sweet Baby Ray's. Oh, you got that. And it's like a joke.
Real man of the people.
Yeah, it's like a joke to him and his friends. And none of us are in on the joke. And also, it wouldn't be funny even if we knew what they were talking about. Like, it's so cool. Fucking weird. Okay.
So a story came out that Brittany Mahomes was at some, you know, event, and she revealed a new baby bump, and she's pregnant with a third child. I saw some stories. Oh, this is the hardest pregnancy. But really, the question comes down to, after naming their first Sterling and their second Bronze, what will be the third one's name? What do you think?
What about Tantalum? I'm looking at the periodic table, Ed. What about Rhenium? Rhenium.
Nickel.
Hassium. Hass. You know, I believe that Terrence Howard, he says he's discovered, like, there's more elements not on the periodic table.
Discovered it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was studying while kicking the shit out of his
yes,
wife.
He's also figured out that, that 1 times 1 is 2.
Oh, man.
And he has memories from when he was in the womb. But more importantly, they should take a name from the Terrence Howard table of the elements for their third child.
Yeah. It should be like a grab bag. He'll just fold them and put them in a hat, and you got to go with the element that we choose.
Yes. How about Polonium, Ed? That would be a good name.
Polonium. Look, this is like a beautiful girl.
We're letting this guy off the hook. Cuz he's really good.
Because he doesn't say offensive things, but like everyone around him is a mess.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. He's really good. And we look away when they saturate the field for him in the Super Bowl. We look away from the fact that in 3 Super Bowls, there's never been a single holding call against the Chiefs, who during the regular season are often one of the most penalized for holding in the league. Look, he's the golden child. Cause he's got a squeaky voice and he's really fucking good, but we give him a pass, but you know what? That's not going to last forever, Ed. There was a time we thought Tom Brady was okay too. And then we learned.
God, I listened to part of, I watched. Part
I had it
of
turned
that,
down. I had it turned down. What's going
it was
on
the Packers
them?
Lions.
Yeah.
Lions look fucking great this year, but
really good team. Dan Campbell, our guy, America's coach.
He sounded so unbelievably boring. It's
dull.
Unreal how
the
we
man
predicted
is
this
dull.
Exactly.
Yeah. The man
is just dull.
He's always been dull. How about that ex-wife of his, Gisele Bündchen? She let that jiu-jitsu guy. Yeah, he rocked and fired, put a shot on goal. She's 44, Ed. She's taking him in the guts at 44? That's too fucking old.
And somebody pointed out, they're like, the three siblings are going to be like, oh, Tom Brady's our dad. How about yours? It's like, yeah, this is a fucking jiu-jitsu guy.
No, he's down there giving out free lessons at the strip mall, Ed. What's the big deal?
Finally, there was a scandal. There was this thing called Walking Bets, and this woman, Taylor Mathis, would show off her massive cans and just pick. She would, like, your Silver Point Sports,
because
you had a giant rack.
Yes.
And she would just walk around and let them bounce as she gave you her picks.
Yes.
Well, she pretty much right out in the open Well, she had to shut down her social media account because fears she may be in serious trouble for crypto fraud scheme. She right out in the open, like pump and dump.
Yeah. Well, because I mean, much like, and I've told the people at Silver Point Sports many times, you need to get a chick with big tits to do what I'm doing. Because they're like, how come we don't have a bigger following? And I'm like, well, because it's my face on the thing. Like, that's the problem. Like,
chick, yeah, I couldn't avoid her, like, out of nowhere. Yeah. This football season, all of a sudden, I couldn't avoid her.
Yeah.
It was getting popped up to my timeline everywhere.
Yeah, and the problem is, as the face of it, she's saying the stuff. And if she's saying illegal stuff, then she's the one in trouble for saying illegal stuff.
Yeah.
But good for her. If she's looking to, got a big old set on her. If she's looking to shift over, you guys hear that? This is pretty exciting. I just ordered a sampler pack from Cigora.com, and it's all these killer, like, limited edition cigars, stuff that I've never tried before. Here's a cool Rocky Patel right here, AVO. La Roma de Cuba, what's this one? Oh, Made Man. I don't even know this one. I bet it's good. It looks amazing. You guys know me. If you see me on the golf course, you're going to see me smoking a cigar. If you come by my house on a Sunday night, you're going to see me out in the backyard smoking a cigar while I'm barbecuing. I love cigars. And most of all, I love trying new and different sticks, stuff that I just don't see at my local shop, stuff that's new to me and stuff that I can share with my friends that they haven't tried before. And that's one of the things I love most about Cigora is their adventurous spirit. They're always curating the coolest boutique cigars, stuff that you wouldn't find anywhere else. And they make it easy to dive into the cigar lifestyle. This is one of their seasonal samplers that I just picked up, and it's packed with incredible high quality cigars that didn't break the bank. Whether I'm relaxing on a fall evening or hanging out with friends, Cigora has become my go-to spot for discovering something new. They have a sampler for every smoker and every occasion, so if you're looking to try something new, their samplers are a great place to start. Here's what's cool. They got a special offer just for my listeners. They came to me, they're like, we want to hook your people up because we know you're a cigar guy and your listeners are cigar guys. Visit Cigora.com today to explore their unique selection of cigars and experience the next generation of cigar culture. Use code BALLER15 at checkout and get 15% off your order. Whether you're looking for a hot new cigar or just want to join a community of enthusiasts, Cigora is your destination for all things cigars. That's Cigora.com and use code BALLER15 at checkout for 15% off your order.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
You know, I gladly hand her the keys to my position at Silver Point Sports because she's more people would look at her than me. You know, if you're just saying the games, like, just let her say the games. She's more attractive. Okay, Ed, let's hear from, it's been a while. We got some people that have reached out. We got to hear from our people. Let's listen to some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than ish. His thoughts are useless, shit. He's fat and got big tits.
Jeez, man. Okay, these people are probably going to reference stuff that we can't remember, so we might have to start and stop a couple times. Let's see what he has, whoever this is, has to say.
Ballers. Hey, the 906. Okay, so somewhere Kyle is just kicking over cans of Old Milwaukee, listening to you two stumble through simple things like how do you cut a corn maze?
Well, how do you and do that? No one knows how to do that.
I'm going to have to do it. I'm going to have to tell you guys.
What are we fucking magicians over here? Do we got a Ouija board over here? Like, are we contacting demons? Because that's the only way you could do it.
Yeah, there was a good Treehouse of Horror, like one of the first ever ones.
Yeah.
And it was like one of the Shining parodies. And Bart got through the maze. He just took a chainsaw and just cut a hole through each one and took a direct route. And his groundskeeper Willie was not happy.
Yeah.
That.
See, that makes a lot of sense. That's something you could do. Like, who would have thought of that? Nobody.
Yeah.
That's how it's done. Because, you know, Kyle isn't here.
Wait, am I allowed to spoil Trap yet? Because
Do not spoil any movie in its first year of existence.
Okay. So what is Trap on? It's on like Hulu or something, right? No, it's on Amazon. It's on Amazon.
It's something. It's out there.
So we're like about to watch something on Amazon last night. I swear to God, I go, oh, what's that Trap thing all about? Because I saw the thumbnail and I'm like, fuck, I saw that already. I almost tricked myself into watching it again. Also, one more thing. I watched a little bit of the Vince McMahon doc. I had no idea it was a Bill Simmons production. So the fucking whole thing is about wrestling. Bill Simmons wants to roll around all oiled up with these guys. So all they talk about is the fucking wrestling aspect of wrestling shit. He made that whole movie about Andre the Giant, and all it was about the fucking wrestling, not about what it's like to be 7'4", 500 pounds.
Right. Yeah, I gave up on that Andre the Giant because I thought it would be like, oh, this is all talking about how he couldn't fit on an airplane and shit like that. Yeah. But it was so much wrestling.
Wrestling. Yeah. Oh, WrestleMania 3. Yeah.
If anyone's really curious about Vince McMahon, Behind the Bastards did a pretty good deep dive on him and the history of WWE. And it was pretty good because he's a lunatic.
Oh, he's a
snake. He has crazy lies. Like he said, when he was in high school, he lived near a Marine base and he used to just go down to their local bar and beat up Marines in high school. It's like, you would get killed by one Marine.
It's hard for me to pay attention. I've been watching it. And it's hard for me to pay attention because I cannot for the fucking life of me figure out what's going on with his face.
He's disconcerting.
It usually gets tighter, but his face has like grown out and his lip.
Oh, the juice.
Yeah, I guess. And his lips.
Guess Barry Bonds' head.
And the eyes and his lips are purple. It looks like his lips are being squeezed the whole time. And it's so hard for me to pay attention to what he's saying because
I do that stupid walk where he's like,
I think he does
almost
that.
Like he walks like George Jefferson.
Yeah, he does. They made the movie apparently before he was shitting on broads in there, that he paid where he's like, hey, cause that's apparently like a sexual kink for him. I don't know. They don't haven't gotten to that yet. Cause all they do is talk about wrestling.
Yeah, I can't deal with that.
Yeah. It was nice to see that they did revisit that time that Dr. Death, Dave Schultz. And if your name's Dave Schultz, you're probably going to want to be Dr. Death. Dr. Death, Dave Schultz smacked John Stossel around for saying that,
that wrestling he fucked up his eardrum.
Yeah, he fucked him up. Okay. Well, that was a diversion. Ben 906, Mr. fucking Sorcery over here is going to explain how you make corn mazes like anybody knows.
Russ anymore, RIP. But I know he's just crunching cans of Old Milwaukee in anger listening to you guys talk about this. So these tractors that Kyle had are all GPS oriented. He literally could just sit there and let the tractor cut the field. He doesn't have to even do anything. Okay. They're all by GPS. You just program. Yeah. The fucking maze and the tractor just does it. So much like our guy, Pauly Shore, in the movie Son-in-Law, when he's out in the field,
Carla Gugino,
fall into the field.
Huge fan. It's
all done by GPS. So, in Kyle's honor, I have to come to and explain some of this stuff to you guys. It's way over your head.
That's
so,
true.
Have an old Milwaukee on me for that explanation, guys. Much love. Keep it baller.
Thank you. Thank you, Ben.
Many reached out, including Brittany and Scotty, Kyle's wife, reached out to me that Kyle would be very upset with us. And also, Ed, many times he sent us videos of him drinking beer with his dog in the thing.
Yeah, we'd see the equipment. Like, we knew he was up to some stuff. We just, I can't comprehend it.
No, but neither. What do you draw a little? You draw? Like, what?
You still have to be a good artist.
Yeah. Yes.
But what, the thing? You draw it in GPS?
Yes.
Like,
the thing looked just like Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Who could even draw that? No one.
Oh, did you see Ryan Fitzpatrick had a pretty good, because there was a picture posted of Halloween with Belichick, and that chick is a mermaid and he was like a fisherman. And then Ryan Fitzpatrick like retweeted that or something. And he wrote, "Hey, for all you hopeless romantics out there, if you haven't found the right one, if you're 48 years old and you haven't found the right one, she might not have been born yet." That's pretty good. And like that dude is working for, he does like the Thursday night game.
He's on Amazon.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Shit on NFL royalty, Bill Belichick.
That's great. Here's another one. It's probably the fucking, we're going to get a lot more. Whoa, didn't you know it's GPS?
Hey guys, Super Lee here. Quick update for you. We'll go in more in depth on this on Friday, but I just wanted to let everyone know Ben 906 might be a better dude in person than he is on the stereo app or the after show or the calls in here. Amazingly cool guy. Very good guy. And Ed, sorry about those terps. They did run into the unmovable object that is the Gopher defense.
Our Gophers.
Hey, next up in my tour to meet everyone is Drew in Phoenix. So, Drew, I'll be seeing you in a few weeks. Until then, to your ball, guys.
Wow. Bye. Really doing a tour. Appreciate that.
You look like the bone collector, like stealing everybody's soul.
Here's another one.
Brian, Ed, Steve, and H-Town.
Hey, Steve.
Steve.
Man, Ed, you were spot on about what you said about the World Series. I could give a shit less who wins. I hate both teams.
Dodgers won.
I was actually going Brian's route and voting for the flaming meteor of death to hit either stadium.
That's right.
But then I realized the podcast probably wouldn't exist after that happened. So, can't really wish for that either. So, anyway, during game two the other day, I was watching that movie Fall Guy. It's actually pretty damn good. I would recommend it.
Have you seen that, Ed?
I saw it in the theater.
Oh, you didn't like it?
I see everything.
I know.
Look.
It looks kind of good.
It was like, it's very rom-com-ish.
Yeah.
With some fun action sequences. Like, that. I think that's on Peacock.
Because he got the truck? He got the big GMC truck?
Yeah. It's not like they're investigating.
It's probably electric these days. Because it's like, it's not, you can't have a big truck anymore. And be a man.
It's definitely an homage to the stunt community in general. And so you see a bunch of stunts in the movie and there's like some good action sequences, but like, is it memorable? Like I couldn't tell you much of the plot when I saw it in the theater, but you're looking at two good looking people doing some stunts.
Is it Emily Blunt? Is Emily Blunt the lady?
I'm a fan.
Who plays Howie? Is Howie in there?
No. See,
there's no Howie.
But you do. I won't give shit away, but like, no, it's its own. It's like taking place on a movie in Australia. Oh,
fuck that!
Like
fuck that! Is he bounty hunting? Because
that's the thing. It's like there's a crime, but it's not the TV show. It's like there's a nod to the TV show, but it's, I don't know. I was entertained by it, but I can't say it's like memorable.
I mean, it doesn't sound like this. I'm hearing thumbs down. Feel like this school's giving a thumbs down here, Ed.
I do enjoy just looking at Gosling.
Oh, do you?
He's very handsome.
He's good looking Canadian. Good looking Canadian dude.
Yeah. Handsome.
If there's no Howie, there's no Brian. I'll tell you that much right now. Like this, you need a Howie, you know, you got to stay at least true to the source material. Get the fuck out of here.
And I was thinking about Benny Hill and all the hours I was stone watching that show. And
Benny Hill.
I agree with everything y'all said. It was not funny. It was stupid as fuck. A lot of hot chicks.
That's right.
Made it worthwhile.
Big old.
But then I started
British
thinking about this other show here in the middle that we were subjected to constantly.
What?
Called Hee Haw.
Oh, Hee Haw's a great
show. I don't know if you guys have saw it out there on the coast, but it made Benny Hill look like Airplane. Yeah. I mean, it was not funny.
It wasn't.
Same five bad skits over and over and over again. They did have a musical guest, but it was country.
Yeah.
There were two things that made it watchable. One
Mean
was
Pearl.
Roy, what's his name?
Roy Clark.
Roy something or other, really badass guitar player.
Roy Clark. Great. Yeah, he was.
Worth watching.
One
and
of
then,
best.
Of course, there was the Hee Haw girls.
Oh, yeah.
And like I said, I don't know if you guys ever saw that there on the coast, but Google the Hee Haw girls. I put them up against Benny Hill's girls anytime. There was actually even some famous talent that came out of that talent pool.
Oh,
That cast was a very young, important influence on a growing.
Oh, you jerked off to it.
Town Steve. I can tell you that for sure. And finally, I'll leave you with the how fucking rich / how old is that guy?
Hold on.
I'm going to go with Joe Pesci. Oh, all right, Pesci. Guys, I'll hang up and listen. Bye.
Well, I mean, Joe Pesci's in his 70s, Ed. Like, right? We don't need to. Like,
I would have guessed 80, but yeah.
Okay, he might be 80.
70.
Well, we could do that, but I mean, I think we're more interested in the rich part if I can find the button.
How fucking rich is this guy? I can't figure it out, I guess I'll try. Is he worth a billion, or maybe just a million? How fucking rich is this guy?
I don't know if Kathy Lee Gifford was a Hee Haw. They're called the Hee Haw Honeys, Ed. Oh, no. I think this might have been a different show.
What? I knew of Hee Haw, but sure? I can't say I ever watched it.
No. Yeah, I didn't make it out here to the edges. Barbara Mandrell, I will say one time my buddy got a tattoo of Marilyn Monroe.
And it looked like Barbara Mandrell.
My other buddy took him back to the tattoo shop and started yelling. And he's like, you got to fix this. This is not Marilyn Monroe. This is Barbara Mandrell. You got to fix Barbara Mandrell. So was Kathy Lee Gifford a Hee Haw honey? Did she have a because none of these chicks are looking like Hee Haw honeys to me. But hold on, it's because it's their modern day images, cast members. I don't know. This is too much of a deep dive. Okay, how fucking rich is Joe Pesci? Joe Pesci's net worth. Take a guess, Ed. Start doing your guesses, and then I'll tell you.
Okay, the thing that's interesting about that dude is he was in, you know, Raging Bull and obviously, Goodfellas, Casino.
He was a waiter. He was about to quit acting.
And then Home Alone were probably some big paydays.
The three
or at
of
least
those.
The second one.
Yeah.
But he chose not to work that much.
Yeah.
He's in a couple of movies where he was like the star after
My Cousin Vinny.
Goodfellas, like bad comedies. But he didn't work that much.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say he's worth $12 million.
Very close, Ed. If you were attempting to guess about a quarter of Joe Pesci's net worth, $50 million.
So what is it? I mean, where's that money from?
Joe Pesci is an American actor, musician, net worth $50 million, known for his collaborations with Bobby D and Marty. That's what you say. That's what you call him if you know him.
Right.
Pesci has played various roles in his career. Raging Bull, Goodfellas, My Cousin Vinny, Casino, Home Alone, and the Lethal Weapon series.
Oh, I forgot he got in that, too.
Early life, Joe Pesci, February 9th, 1943, Newark, New Jersey. Okay, career 76. Let's see, where's the big money coming from? They're saying the Lethal Weapons.
Got paid Lethal Weapon, well when they would add, like, with each sequel, they added him, they added Chris Rock. They, like,
yeah.
And I bet, like, Home Alone 2 was a good payday. My Cousin Vinny, I forgot, like, then what was it, The Super? He had one movie where he was, like, in the military. There were, like, a bunch of goofy comedies that he was doing in the early 90s.
Yeah, yeah. Personal life, married 3 times. That'll cost you. Awards. I don't really...
I'm going to take the under on the net worth if he's been married.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. I'd agree with you. Well, he was, you know, he was making $3 or $4 million, like, bucks a movie, you know?
But and then
you
get a lot, like, of them. He stopped working.
Yeah.
I think, like, not long after Casino. Like, he hasn't worked in...
Yeah. Well, he did The Irishman.
5 years.
He did He came back for The Irishman, which he apparently turned down 50 times. Also, what about eight heads in a duffel bag?
Right.
Ed? Bronx Tale, great movie.
I don't remember him in that.
I don't either. David Spade in Gone Fishing with Danny Glover. He did 8 heads in a duffel bag with David Spade and Gone Fishing with Danny Glover. Oh, that's like where they're old. That was in 1997. Anyway, he's got $50 million. Thank you for that. Who was it? Stephen H. Town. Oh. Love you, buddy. Okay, here's another one.
Hey, guys. Katie Sadie. Hey, calling Shady. To let you know that I fully support outlawing poetry. Kathy. It should definitely be illegal.
Of course.
I had a near-death experience because of poetry. Well, because of people who rhyme words. It's hard to talk about, but I was dating a guy when I was 17 years old. And I was in his house and he lived on the 4th floor of a building and we were in his bedroom.
Ooh.
And he was standing in front of the door.
He's a loud comer.
Decided to rap.
Ooh.
Rap that he wrote about me.
Ooh.
He's like, I was going to make it a poem, but I turned it to a rap.
Ooh.
And he began to rap it out in front of me. And the only way out of the room was the window, and as I turned around to kind of jump out the window, he finally stopped and I was spared, but it was really scary. One of the scariest moments of my life. So I just want to let you know that I fully support making poetry illegal.
I agree.
Also, with Ed Explains the Movie, you guys should do Close Encounters because that would be great. Anyway,
I don't think I've ever seen that. I don't think I've ever seen Close Encounters.
I've never seen it either.
That's not
Spielberg. It's like the first after Jaws. I think that was like the next big Spielberg.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I tried to watch. I like Kubrick. We talked about the.
I don't.
Shining, but
I like Shining.
Yeah.
But
Clockwork Orange.
You know, like I never really loved. There are certain scenes in Clockwork Orange.
Pretty good,
and then like. I love the first half of Full Metal Jacket, but then the second half goes on forever.
Why is it so overcast in Vietnam? Sure looks like jolly old England to me.
Yeah.
Maybe get on a plane sometime, buddy. I sort of agree with you there. Because I tried watching that. Maybe I do agree with you. I tried watching that 2001 A Space Odyssey. And that is like, what is going on there, dude? What? What is that? I don't even get it. Okay. Thank you for that. I'm sorry that happened to you. Ed, is there anything worse than being rapped at?
No, I can't think of it.
Rapped at? You're the only... Yeah,
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah. He'll rap at you. He'll historically rap at you. Okay. Well,
historically inaccurately
rap
at you. Because Hamilton was mostly a piece of shit.
Yes, of course. Good. Okay, one final voicemail.
Brian, Ed, what's going on?
Angelo.
Katie, what's going on? It's been a minute.
I love Angelo and Katie. Katie, do you imagine that at some point he's going to mention that he doesn't subscribe to Red Circle and never will and doesn't believe in it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see what he has.
Lobbies against it.
Yes.
I haven't called in a while. I'm going to clean up some stuff in the last couple months. But let's go back to last week. You guys were...
I like when people correct our mistakes, which are many. Like, look,
yeah,
we're just talking here.
you guys have done a lot of movies over the whole time that you guys have been doing this podcast. And
I know what he's going to say.
I got to say with pure confidence that nobody has given a review quite like I have for Urban Cowboy. So the fact that you guys are talking about Bud and Sissy last week and didn't think about asking me what Bud stood for, honestly, I'm kind of offended. But if you want to know, it stands for Buford Ewan, U-A-N, Davis. That's what Bud stood for. So you guys know, just a little food for thought there. I know you guys said it was going to kill you if you didn't understand.
Man, that Deborah Winger
love was, stuff like that.
I mean, Deborah Winger was something else back then. I mean,
If you guys didn't know what it stood for, you guys were talking about that. Also, hey, over this last couple of months, you know, people have been giving Ed a hard time about cutting his own hair.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that, brother. I'm in the same boat as you. I've been cutting my own hair for the last 20 years, mostly because I'm a cheap bastard. And the people who can't figure out how to do it, it's just because you guys haven't tried and haven't built up the skill to do it. That's all.
Yep.
That's all. Don't hate the man because he's being fiscally responsible. And I also don't want to go deal with the people.
Hey, you're too tight. You're too tight to go to the barber, Ed?
It's more, I don't want to hear your stupid music. And like overpay if I don't overpay, then I have to, people are like, oh, well, you go to this place and you get a free shot of whiskey. And it's like, okay, I don't
like, I want some old granddad at 11 a.m. on a Wednesday, you know, I got things to do today. I got to go to the post office to mail Maddie LeBron's government name. Book plates, you know. You think, well, if I get all wasted on Jameson shots, I'm not going to be able to go.
No, it was born out of COVID when we weren't going anywhere, and I was like, oh, wait a second, I can do this without having to have small talk and all that shit. So I just kept cutting it.
Hey,
that's it.
I love it. Wish I could do that. I probably could.
I understand that. Brian, you said last week that Eric Estrada was Mexican. He's Puerto Rican. That's a bad mistake to make, guys. Brian, I'm pretty disappointed, especially being, I mean, I get it.
Yes? Oh, wait. I accidentally paused it. Hold on.
You live in California. I grew up in California. Everybody is Mexican, no matter nationality you are. But yeah, he was indeed Puerto Rican. And
shut the fuck up.
We have a huge rivalry, not just in boxing, but in life as well. So referring to him as Mexican, you pretty much hurt. Also, you guys talked about Mildred Baena, you know, several months back, and people were giving her such a hard time, you know. Oh, this woman's so ugly, you know. What the hell was Arnold Schwarzenegger thinking about? Let me tell you something. That's how I know so many guys in Baller Nation have not been around a lot of women, because Mildred Baena was actually pretty good looking.
What?
For Mildred, as you know, that is one of the names that guarantees that a woman is going to be ugly. Let's just be honest. Another one is Barbara. So I was just wondering, what are the names out there that as soon as you hear it, you know that woman is not good looking.
Yeah.
Fellas, keep up the good work. I will talk to you guys later. Peace.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, bud.
I mean, Gertrude, Bertha, Ursula. Well, no, there's hot Ursulas.
No, Ursula. Come on, the first Bond girl, yes. Ursula.
Yeah, there's hot Ursulas. Mildred is a top. That's really up there.
Yeah.
For sure. Ed, Eric Estrada. Henry Enrique Estrada. Is an American actor and police officer.
What? Oh, is this like a Steven Seagal, like an honorary badge thing?
It's like Dr. Cosby.
When Elvis was like working for the FBI.
He is known for his co-starring lead role as California Highway Patrol Officer Frank Llewellyn Ponch Poncherello. Ran from 77 to 83. He later became known for his, this is why I thought he was Mexican, because he was on these telenovelas and my grandma would, and they're Mexican, these telenovelas, and my grandma would yell about him because he couldn't speak Spanish. And she was like, he shouldn't be on there because he can't even speak Spanish. His appearance in reality television shows, blah, blah, blah. Estrada was born March 16th, 1949 in East Harlem, Manhattan, New York.
Puerto Rican.
The son of Carmen Moreno, a seamstress, and Reynildo Estrada. He is of Puerto Rican descent. I'm stunned, Ed.
I guess I assumed it because I'm thinking L.A.
Me too. Same.
But it doesn't mean that the show takes place in L.A., that the actor has to come from there. But yeah, yeah. Around here,
yeah,
there's a good chance you're Puerto Rican.
Sure.
Like, when the Puerto Rican Day Parade heats up, you realize just how many Puerto Ricans are around here.
There's more than you thought. Okay.
And they all love wearing all is strong, but the amount of people that wear the Puerto Rico and then the number 21, because I guess that was Clemente's
vertical minute
number. And so you see Puerto Rico 21, like these generic jerseys everywhere.
Do you think they're
and the cars are all decorated? The Puerto Rican Day Parade, this area is consumed by all things Puerto Rican.
Do you think they're going to be wearing Kike Hernandez?
The most carefully pronounced first name.
Enrique Hernandez?
That accent's doing some heavy lifting.
Got a lot of work. Intro. How can you review Carrie, a movie premised on awkward teenage sexuality, without telling us who the loudest comer is? Welcome to the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. I hope you enjoy your stay. What's up with Tekashi 6ix9ine lately? Haven't heard his name lately, and he recently violated parole.
We're going to talk about him tonight.
While we're there, who rocks face tattoos the best? Tekashi 6ix9ine, Post Malone, or Jelly Roll? Which one of them is the loudest comer? Outro, rip Harambe forever. Toe cut it. Hold on. Yes.
Loudest comer.
Yeah.
From Carrie.
I haven't seen it. So you got to tell me. It's Carrie.
She never has sex in that movie, but she makes things implode.
Yeah. Isn't her mom a real bitch, though? It could be the mom.
Her mom could have been, because as we kind of learn, is her mom had that one sexual experience with the dad who took off.
Yeah.
And she's pretty loud, that woman, Piper Laurie.
Yeah.
They're all going to laugh at you. I could see her being the loudcomer.
Yeah. What about William Catt?
He was a respectful lover with his perm.
You can still come loudly and be respectful.
No, he was a gentle soul. I'm not going to say Travolta in that one. Possibly Nancy Allen. Possibly. She was a wild girl. I can see her being a loudcomer.
Yeah. Okay. What about these other guys?
Who's that loudcomer? Coming all over.
Everywhere. Ed, Tekashi 6ix9ine, Post Malone, or Jelly Roll, who I've heard described, and I wish I could give credit to whoever said this, as Adele for guys that are forklift certified. Is it Tekashi 6ix9ine, Post Malone, or Jelly Roll, the loudest comer? It's tough. It's a tough one.
I'm going to say Post Malone.
Interesting. I don't
actually know Tekashi 6ix9ine outside of his like rap sheet and him getting beaten up.
Yeah.
But like I don't really know him. And Jelly Roll, like I know he exists, but it's just like it's not.
He's so fat, Ed. Like
he's giant.
He couldn't come loudly, right? At that size. It wouldn't be safe.
He'd be winded.
Yeah.
He's just out of breath. Yeah. So that's why I just picked Post Malone because I would just think he'd make the most noise.
Yeah, I'd go 6ix9ine because 6ix9ine's the most boisterous. He's got all the Lamborghinis. He's, he's always yelling, Ed. That's all he does is yell, the 6ix9ine. He yells shit all the time.
It's true.
Puerto Rican, by the way. Daniel Hernandez says the N-word a lot, though, which I don't think is allowed. Okay, one more. That was from Toe Cutter, by the way. Let's see if this is Here's second verse, same as the first. Please guess and rank these celebrity net worths and then look them up, obviously. MC Hammer, Young MC, Vanilla Ice, Gallagher, not Brian Beckner, Carlos Mencia. That's too many. Also, please discuss how tolerable or intolerable one each one of them is. That would take a whole show. While we're here, also, how much would you pay them to show up as a surprise guest performer at your birthday party for 30 minutes or pay them not to go, as it were? And if you insist, please do tell me who among them. For the record, I think that a grown-ass man, self-proclaimed baller, drinking warm tea on the regs with his thick sausage pinky sticking out is one of the lamest things that I've ever heard. There, I said. Otherwise, please keep up the magnificent work, gentlemen. Outro, toe cutter.
Oh, got it.
Hashtag RIP Harambe. It may have been 3,079 days, but it feels like it happened just yesterday. Hashtag red circle in excess of the minimum. Exclamation point.
Oh, wow. I just took it on the chin there. Yes.
Ed, rank these celebrity net worths. MC Hammer, Young MC, Vanilla
really
Ice.
I enjoyed my Earl Grey tonight.
Gallagher's dead, right? Didn't Gallagher die? The guy that looks like me?
Yeah, he died.
Carlos Mencia. Well,
so Mencia's the most recent.
He's got to be the richest. And
he's got to be the richest. He stole a bunch of material. Yeah. But
stole
but
his name. He's not. Didn't he get his name's Ned. Yeah, his name's Ned. He pivoted to a Latino character at some point.
Yeah, didn't he get like a sitcom or something? Like he got.
Oh, yeah, the mind of Mencia.
I bet he's the richest of this group.
Yep.
And then, fuck, Gallagher was so long ago.
He was probably pretty rich, though, but he's dead. So he's,
but he probably made money because I could see he probably had a act in, like, Branson, Missouri for a while.
Oh, for sure. Like, in Russia.
Yeah.
They take you around.
Smirnoff.
Yes, yeah, like him. Okay,
I'm going to say, Mencia number one, Gallagher number two.
Yeah.
I'm going to say MC Hammer three, Young MC four, Vanilla Ice.
How did you even remember that? Did you write that down?
I'm staring at it right now.
Oh, it's
an email. I'm staring at the email.
Okay, hold on. I don't know if Gallagher should be. This is too much work. Honestly. Oh my God. I've clicked the wrong link. Hold on. Just hold on a second.
I'll look.
Okay. Oh my God. Oh, wait. Ed. Gallagher's net worth. I thought, oh my God, he's going to blow everybody away because I saw $200,000. Yeah, that's a pretty long career to only net that.
You have to spend a lot of money on watermelon. His act was destroying.
Yes.
So you got to pay for that. Clean up.
Also, that shiftless layabout Gallagher 2 took his.
Right. That was
started his doing his act. Yeah. MC Hammer. I thought he had. Didn't he pivot to.
He had a famous. The clergy? He had the famous like behind the music where he was broke.
Yeah. He was spending money like he was too legit to quit. Oh, wait, Young MC.
And by the way, of all these guys, I mean, like, Young MC had a couple bangers, but if you're saying who of these guys, I would want MC Hammer at my party. If I could hear Don't Touch, Stop Hammer Time.
Yeah.
Can't Touch This.
Yeah, and he's got all those stories about being in the clubhouse as the A's. Like, right. he could tell us how big Dave Kingman's cock is. Like, you want to know how big Dave Kingman's cock is, MC Hammer could tell you that.
MC Hammer, because he looked like a young... Hammer and Hank. Aaron.
Yeah, yes.
That was why he was
right.
MC Hammer.
Yes. All these net worths are really sad. I'll just say that right now. I think I've got them all here. Okay.
I got Mencia's.
Yeah.
Mencia.
Yeah. He's still the richest.
He's 8 million.
8 million. Yep. He's the richest. So we were right, basically. Hold on. Unless Vanilla Ice is a contractor. And you know what? He could be making some big money right now.
Sure.
Oh, he is, Ed. Vanilla Ice wins.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Hold on. Let me just make, 20 million Vanilla Ice has. So that's more than double Mencia, who's 8 million. And then the other two guys have 2 million. And then, what's his
name? So he's just good at being a contractor because he's not, trading on.
Well, net worth of 20 million after his initial success, popularity waned, but he continued to release, Ice Ice Baby royalties as part of his 2018 divorce and spousal child support case. Vanilla's ex-wife, Laura, revealed that at the time, he was still earning about $400,000 per year in royalties from Ice Ice Baby.
Shouldn't most of that go to Queen?
I mean, that maybe they were getting just as much. In November 21 years. First, they claimed Ice was worth about $10 million when he got divorced. He had divorced. This shit comes out. His average monthly income at the time was 68. He was making around $800,000 a year at the time of his divorce. Half of his income was from Ice Ice Baby. Look, he's got money. I don't know. He's got it.
Young MC is $2 million.
Yeah. Robert Van Winkle. Okay. Let's talk about some things that are not, in fact, sports, Ed.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
Ed, oh my God, I just saw that fat cat again. What is going on in the world of things that are not sports?
It's not the fat cat, but another sad fat story.
Yeah.
The Russian fat Leonardo DiCaprio impersonator was sent to fight at the Ukraine front after his weight gain spoiled his likeness to the A-lister. He got too fat to be a celebrity.
So maybe he had to go to war? Hey fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
Easy Ed Daily and a man Jay Stew and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus Daily's choice, Ed's taking a peek while you're over at the urinal taking a leak. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers, reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.